This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, Aaron, how are your ovaries?
They're there. They're hanging in there.
Take the gloves off.
No, the 10 most handsome men in the world, not according to... People, who does the hottest man of the year or whatever?
Is that I think that is people.
Yeah, sexiest man alive. Yeah.
Sexiest man alive. There you go. Who, and I just want to say.
Yeah, which do we have to say alive?
Kind of.
Do we have to quantify that?
Yeah. No, because I think you could go back and say like a guy like I'm trying to think of somebody who's dead. Rock Hudson was like somebody my
mom
loved.
You had to pick someone that I don't know.
You don't know who that is?
Good. No.
My mom always found him. Chris Christopherson. Who just recently, like... my mom was just like, her ovaries were super active when she thought about either of those men. And so they're both dead now. So I think you choose the sexiest man alive or whatever. I think, what do you think is sexy? These are the most handsome men in the world. Is Paul Rudd handsome?
Oh.
But I think as handsome as he is.
He's sexy.
His humor makes him 5,000.
Yeah. I don't find him that attractive. I just think he's probably that handsome because he's Paul Rudd and he's funny and likable and everyone loves him. So that's why.
Like, super symmetrical face.
I think if you walk by Paul Rudd all the time on the street.
No.
All the time.
No, you do not. Uh-uh. You don't.
I would, like, if you said George Clooney, I would agree with you. But Paul Rudd?
Yeah. See, I wouldn't.
He's like a good-looking guy.
I would be stopped more by Paul than George. I think George is like two.
Who's George?
Clooney?
Oh, George Clooney had his day.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like I'm over it.
George Clooney, when he was on
George,
ER.
George, Brad, they're done.
Brad's not done.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think Brad's...
Mm-mm.
Huh. But okay, to T-Ax's point, if a man looked exactly like Paul Rudd and you didn't know how funny he was, do you really think you'd be ovary firing at him?
I would be like, damn, that's an attractive man, but the humor and... personality is, yeah, for sure.
But didn't he play like what's the Clueless that he was in? Wasn't he just like the best friend?
He's the brother.
He's not a
hot
guy.
But he was still hot.
He's just a
bad. He looks the same.
But then why would he be cast?
He literally is aged zero. When did that movie come out? The 80s?
Yeah.
He's aged. In fact, if anything, much like Jennifer Lopez, he's hotter now than he was when he was young. Somehow that man, when he hit Ant-Man stride, you're just like, oh. I felt my ovaries tingling.
Okay.
He's gorgeous.
Okay, okay.
By the way, his sister, is she single still?
I don't know.
Somebody at one point wanted to set me up with a sister.
Mm-hmm.
You think I can make that happen?
It's too late.
She's never going to leave Kansas City, though, I don't think.
Oh, she's that's where she
gorgeous.
Is? Oh, okay.
They're all, like, this is the thing. You know what makes him even sexier? He's part of that Kansas City crew.
Oh.
Of all the funny dudes. Like, who? Ted Lasso's in the crew.
Yeah.
The dude from, he's Todd Packer in The Office, is in the crew.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember
Rob
his name.
Rob Riggle's in the crew. All these super funny, kind of handsome.
David Koechner. That's Todd Packer.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay,
all those guys are in this.
Jason
hilarious.
Sudeikis.
Todd Packer's the only one who's not kind of good looking. Rob Riggle's good looking. I don't know how did I get us completely off topic?
No idea.
I just think a lot of people are that. Like, speaking of Office, like Jim from The Office, handsome guy, but... just normal guy. I think he's like, because he's on TV, he's likable, that's why he's so
hot.
Have
you seen Jack Ryan?
He's ripped, right? I haven't seen Jack Ryan, but I saw...
I haven't either. I saw the poster.
What was the movie? He was a seal. There's some movie he's a seal.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just jacked. He's so hot.
Okay. All right, yeah. Let's do a movie where we get hot. I'm talking about your resting state. Like, just normal.
I think his resting state is hot now. I think ever since The Office, he's hot all the time.
But people thought he was hot on The Office because I think he was likable. He was kind of cute and funny. Like, that's all I'm saying.
All right, well.
We give the benefit of the doubt to likable people.
I would love to get to the story, but I've taken us so far off topic. The point is, we're all, arguing some subjective things. What makes them good looking, mm-hmm. and then what makes them sexy, and it does a personality play into that and the whole thing. This, the story I have in front of me, is scientific.
Mm-hmm.
They looked at, they look at like how much space there is on your forehead, how the space between your eyes. Here's the weird thing. You two are good looking. Like you have.
That's weird.
No, I'm just saying.
It's just because we're likable. We're really not that.
Because we're on the radio. Okay, the other day there was some newscaster on TV and I was like, oh, our eyes are too close together. And Aaron's like, no. You called me a casual or something. You were like, no, this eye's lower than that eye casual. And I was like, whoa, first off, stop with the insults. I don't remember what you said.
I did not insult you. I said you just need to pay attention more.
Okay, well, that's the same thing. But like, Aaron is a great judge of like what makes a face. She just naturally can look at you and go.
I love people's faces. I don't know if I've ever seen an ugly face. I think everyone
even
is.
Even somebody who's not symmetrical.
Yeah, because I think that makes them unique and it makes it even better. Like, you guys know I love big noses. I don't know what it is.
But we also have a theory on why.
That's a different reason. We're just talking about faces.
But there's a biological thing that you know if their face is, if he's got a, I mean, you do, like we all, if we get anthropological, men who like big boobs, if you boil it down to cavemen, they're like, they could feed lots of children for me.
Mm-hmm. Or the wider hips is like birth giving, whatever. Yes.
So that's why men liked 36, 24, 36. That was like a number when I was young, which is vile to me now.
Yeah. Only think if somebody she's 5'3", according to Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Is that really a thing?
Yeah. Baby Got Back. It's a lyric.
The idea of being 12 inches smaller in your waist than you are at your chest is an absurd
standard. That's interesting. Yeah, I've only heard that in that song.
Okay. Well, it was a thing when I was young in the dark ages. Are we ever going to get to this or should I just blow it off?
Let's get to it.
So now we're at science and we're trying to figure out who scientifically is the most gorgeous person on Earth. And I'm going to say that Paul Rudd is not on the list.
I would agree, unfortunately.
So now you're on Team T-Hack.
I'm not, because I think he should be on the list. But according to the golden ratio, he's not.
All right, text in who you believe.
Wait, who are you looking at?
The number one on the
Don't say.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen this story, text in on who you think.
I don't get it.
What?
You're wrong.
I don't get it.
Oh my God. I thought he was on my side. He's not on your side.
I'm on your side. There's enough ovaries between the two of us to drown this person. All right, we are going to tell you who science says is the most handsome man in the world, and he's not in this room. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Are you okay?
I am. I'm confused. Something's wrong with me, maybe?
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
We are talking about who the most handsome human, most handsome man is.
Yes.
And I'm going to say, we haven't even given you any names because we tangented so long on what's sexy versus handsome or whatever. But Aaron's reaction to who the number one person is says that science is right. Because when you
look... I'm not the deciding person.
No, but I'm saying science says this man is very handsome. And then when T-Hack pulled up his picture and went no, you viscerally started reaching for things to hit him with, throw at him. So like you
went
genuinely,
a little feral.
Yeah, kind of, dude. Because this dude, has he always been?
Yeah,
this,
yeah.
Even in the first thing.
Oh yeah.
Who is this guy? I've never even seen him or heard of him
before. Get out of the studio.
No.
What's he in?
The most handsome man. He's about to be James Bond, bruh.
Oh okay.
Oh my God. Kick ass.
This guy's better looking than Pierce Brosnan.
Yes.
Hold on, I have to look up who that
is. Come on. What are we doing?
Okay.
What are we
doing?
Say this.
I am a person who was on Team Brosnan for the long time because they wouldn't let him be Bond.
Oh, like, I didn't know that.
He was Remington Steele on TV or whatever, and then Sean Connery quit, and they're like, everybody in America is like, Pierce Brosnan, he's the guy. He's British.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's gorgeous. And they were like, no, that Daltrey guy or whatever. No, let's bring in. They brought in like four or five guys before they let Pierce Brosnan do it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And they only let him do like one or two. He did not do a bunch of Bond movies.
Wow. Yeah, that was my Bond. Like when I grew
Pierce
up.
Pierce is your Bond.
Yeah, it's Pierce for sure. And he's also in, oh no.
Mama
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He's pretty good looking in that movie.
Yeah, he's actually got the little
but
comedic
But he's not
side.
Hotter than this dude. Aaron okay. Taylor Johnson mm-hmm. is the most handsome mm-hmm, man mm-hmm. on planet. Listen to Aaron. She can't even speak. It's just like a vowel movement over there. She's just like.
He's so fetching.
He looks like Chet Hanks in a wig to me.
Take.
Who's that?
Chet Hanks? Tom Hanks' ugly kid?
That's what he.
Be nice.
He looks the same.
No, Chet's the rapper dude who gets cuts his head on his videos a lot.
Yeah, he's got the bald head. I don't. What else is he in? So he's
he
going to be
in
Bond.
Bullet
Train.
Okay.
Kick-Ass. He was Kick-Ass. Do you know what Kick-Ass is?
Yeah, is that the Michael Cera one?
Yeah.
Michael Cera?
You're taking this guy over Michael Cera?
Michael Cera! If you... Please tell me you're being facetious and strawman in this. Michael Cera is not good looking in the least.
He was Quicksilver. He was in Bullet Train.
Bullet Train. In Bullet Train, he's the most handsome man on the planet in Bullet Train.
Yeah.
In the suit...
Oh my gosh.
Wait, is he lemon or tangerine?
I always get him confused. I think he's lemon, but I don't remember.
If you don't watch Bullet Train tonight, the only person that gives him a run for his money as far as attractive in that movie is Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
But it's Bad Bunny and Aaron are the two hottest people.
But Bad Bunny's not on this list. That's why I'm so confused.
Because Bad Bunny's not as symmetrical as Aaron is. The next guy is
Lucien Laviscount. He is Alfie from Emily in Paris.
You just showed me his picture.
He is hot.
He's stunning.
He looks pretty flawless.
Yeah.
So you agree with this one?
Yeah. So
Aaron is a no. Aaron scores a 93% on the golden ratio, the symmetry of the face, the length from forehead to like from eyebrow to like hairline or something. I don't know what all the things are.
The gap between nose and lip, they measured everything.
I feel like how do you say it? Lucien? This guy?
To be honest, I don't know.
Would like stop me in my tracks. The Aaron Taylor Johnson, I feel like I would run into at the gas station. Like I would just, yep. I'd hold the door for him.
And you would immediately follow him into the bathroom and do whatever he asked.
No. I think I wouldn't think twice.
Okay, whatever he asked, yes. We're not going to be weird.
No. Okay. Following a dude into a gas station and saying, what do you need? I'll change your tires. Like, that's not weird. I think I just think he's gorgeous. Who's Paul Mescal?
I had to look him up. I don't.
He's going
to
be in Gladiator 2. I think I've seen a picture
the
of him like,
of that.
In the costume, which is just no shirt, basically. Can you call that a costume?
Right. Mm. Is there somebody on this list, Aaron, that is, do you think Aaron's correct, or is George Clooney, Nicholas Holt? Oh, God, there's a name on there that's so hot.
And
who's the
agree.
Hottest person on the list for you? Is it Aaron?
Or Lucien.
If it wasn't one from this list, who do you lust after? And you can't say Dua Lipa, it's gotta be a dude.
Dang it.
Because if they did this for, I wanna know, is there a golden ratio for women? Can you Google golden?
Oh yeah, for sure, because Bella Hadid always wins it.
She does?
She always wins the most attractive female.
Oh my God,
female. It's
Margot Robbie for me.
Yeah.
Her face is perfect.
Yeah.
Who is the hottest golden ratio chick?
I'm looking. I don't know. They're giving me a lot of numbers. That's not what I'm looking for.
Phone numbers? Idris Elba is the other one on the list that I would just...
He's a fox for sure, but I don't think he's the hottest.
Who is the dude? I know we got to wrap up. We've been talking about hot guys and people are like crashing their cars.
Anya Taylor-Joy looks like
love her.
So they all have Taylor hyphenated last names, the most hottest people. That's really the
Taylor.
Yeah, that's really what they're looking at.
Who's the dude who played Bridgerton guy? He's got, well, I don't know why his name's not on the list.
Jean-Paige Pierre.
So why is he not on the list?
Is he symmetrical? I don't know. I don't know if he's symmetrical, technically. But he is hot.
But you said he's not a good person?
He made a bad choice for his career.
Bottom line is this. Would you follow him into a bathroom?
Yes.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.